I didn't know there wasn't going to be water up here. I'm kidding. Well, it's good to be here with you all. It's wonderful to see you. We're all excited, I'm sure. The feast fast approaching. But we do have this critical piece to God's plan, the Day of Atonement that we're celebrating today, that we're thinking about our weaknesses, our complete dependency on God, or so we should. It was interesting yesterday, my wife and I've been in church, I think this is going to be my 44th feast, so a lot of them. And we were talking about the Day of Atonement, and we were just discussing how there is a lot that is going on with the Day of Atonement, if you think about it. You've got the understanding of the goats and that ceremony that they would perform on an annual basis. You have us now fasting to afflict our soul, to help us understand and be humble and understand our weakness and our complete and utter reliance on our Heavenly Father. But you also have the understanding that Satan will be bound. You have the understanding that all mankind is a part of this at one point in the near future. And so there was a lot going on. And one of the things that we were thinking about, and it's what I wanted to discuss today, is the fasting piece and humility. And what we were thinking about is, why do we have to fast 2 days before the feast? Now, obviously, God has a plan, and there's an understanding that we don't fully have. But what I had been thinking about is the humility aspect of it. There is a tendency, whether we want to admit it or not, there is a tendency for us, for myself. If none of you are like this, then that is fantastic and amazing. But there is a tendency for us to sort of feel like we're a part of something that, you know, other people don't know about, and you know, they don't understand, and we get that. They don't. But it is truly a humbling experience that we should be looking at. And so what I was thinking about is the fact that maybe the reason that we fast and that God made this a commanded fast, no water, no food, a commanded fast just before Satan is bound and the wonderful world tomorrow takes place, is so that we truly would remember that we are nothing. We are nothing without God. We are here because of a blessing, because of something that God sees in each one of us. And that is what we have to truly remember. And that's what I really want to focus on today. I mean, because I'll be honest, I've fasted many, many years, and this one is actually hitting me harder. I don't know if it's the food I've been eating or what, but I feel weak. I feel a little dizzy, you know? And you think, we haven't even gone 24 hours. That is how much we need God in our lives. That is how important He is to us, to sustain us, to keep us going. John 3, verse 6. It says, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." This fasting, what I'm doing today, it will not help me spiritually. It helps me from a humility perspective. I could fast for days and days until I die, and that would not change God's view of me. It is supposed to help me draw closer to God. It is to help me realize I'm the one who needs help. God doesn't need me. Fasting in and of itself, again, it doesn't have spiritual value. It is our attitude in our heart and whether or not we seek God and truly ask for Him to be with us and truly let Him know that we realize we're nothing without Him. God does not want us to suffer. He doesn't want me to feel lightheaded or anybody to have headaches. Or when I was younger and I tried to fast, I couldn't even make it. I'd end up having to eat some saltines and drink a little 7-Up, which I actually kind of looked forward to. But the reason that we fast is for us to get closer to God. You know, we just observed the Feast of Trumpets, and we understand that Satan, in that time leading up to Trumpets and Christ's return, he will inspire people to fight against Christ when he returns. Because Satan hates God's plan. Satan would rather see all of humanity destroyed than to have born-again sons and daughters serving in God's kingdom, living and ruling with God. Satan made a huge mistake, and God doesn't want us to make that same mistake. So when you think about fasting, when I think about fasting, that's part of what I'm focusing on between now and the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm focusing on the fact that I have got to remain humble in everything. It doesn't matter that I'm here before thousands and millions of other people. What matters is whether or not I am humble and getting closer to God every day in my relationship. Satan became vain. Let's read about that really quick. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. I actually marked the wrong area in my Bible, but I know where I'm going now. So, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be, now New King James here had like, I scratched that out at one point or another. I will be the Most High. You see, maybe that's part of the reason that God asks us, doesn't ask, he commands a fast before the Feast of Tabernacles. Is for us to realize we are nothing. We will not be like Satan, or we hope not. We have to realize that everything depends on God. Satan wasn't content with God's will. That's why we personally have to humble ourselves, because we cannot allow ourselves to think that way. We cannot allow ourselves to think we've got everything figured out. If this person and that person and that person over there would change, man, things would be so much better. Oh, ha, 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 look at what I know, the knowledge that I have. That's a scary place to be. A favorite saying about mine, for me, about humility, is that it isn't that you think less of yourself, it's that you think of yourself less. And as we approach the Feast of Tabernacles and the last great day, and we understand what the Day of Atonement represents and means, that's what we are supposed to be doing, is realizing that it is less and less about me, and it's completely about God, and that his way is the only way. We have to understand we can't do it alone. Psalm 35, verse 13. And really, if you read this entire psalm, David is praying, and he's asking God to remove his enemies from him. And it's an amazing prayer if you really dig into it. Because he says, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. So he fasted for his enemies. That to me is true humility. He didn't say, hey, Heavenly Father, remove my enemies from me and take care of all of this. And, you know, man, what a bunch of jerks. No, when they were sick, He fasted and prayed to get close to God on their behalf. He humbled himself before God. He fasted to get answers. He did it multiple times. He fasted when he had committed adultery. He had sinned, and God was going to, of course, allow the baby to die, but David fasted. Yes, he was begging God to save the baby, but he wasn't fasting to bend God to his will. He was fasting to draw closer to God. And that's what we have to remember in all of this. We have to fast with the right motive. We cannot allow ourselves to become prideful. We cannot look at this day and our fasting. And I'm not saying anybody's necessarily doing this. I'm merely saying that we should think about these things. We can't look at this day and our fasting and say, you know, look what I've done. I've gone 24 hours without water. Didn't even faze me. I could probably go 2 or 3 days. I don't know that we could, but if you look at Christ, he fasted for 40 days. 40 days. That's an amazing feat. None of us could accomplish. But he did it to truly be as close to God as he possibly could. We have to humble ourselves in all we do. It's the same with anything and everything in our lives. It can never be about us. It must always be about our Heavenly Father. God is like a great painter who has this huge canvas. He's painted the Holy Day plan for us to see. But the painting is like one of those paintings that you can't see by just looking at it. You have to kind of adjust your eyes. And eventually a different picture comes forward and you see something different. You have to focus on it. There's a reason that we keep these holy days every year, year after year. Not because they're elementary, but because they're key. They're key to God's plan. In order to see that painting of what God is working out in your lives, you have to really look at it. That in and of itself should be humbling to us. We have a calling and an opportunity that not many have. We understand that the spring holy days are about the first fruits, and the fall holy days are about all of mankind and their involvement. This day pictures a lot of different things, from Satan being bound, to us fasting, to the removal of sin, to that next step to God's wonderful world tomorrow, where the entire world will be reconciled to God. All of this should be humbling to us. We've been given a great opportunity. We have been called now to be servants. Let's fast with a heart that is pleasing to God. Let's fast knowing what this day pictures, not just for us, but for all mankind.